Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening,
my brothers and sisters.
Blog Talk listeners. You have joined in tonight to my sister, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is a pleasure. Yes, it is a pleasure to have you join us tonight. We thank you so much for being on board with My Sister, My Friend, a program that is designed to help and educate and to give all our listening audiences, along with our sisters, information. We want to encourage each sister. We want to lift up each sister. We want to help them in any way that we can. We just love to provide resources, information to each of our ladies that are listening, our sisters in love and in Christ. Tonight, we're just going to come forward with you tonight with some more good information that we have about a council that I am involved with, and it is a very, very, very needed council for each of us to might want to join in and be a part of. It is called DIROC, and we're going to have our own chairperson, vice chairperson, Mr. DeJuan McDuffie, to give us an introduction and go ahead and tell us a little about DIROC.
Good evening.
All right, DeJuan.
Good evening. My name is DeJuan McDuffie. I am the vice chairperson with DIROC. DIROC is the acronym for Dallas Youth Resource and Advisory Council. We are located here in the Dallas area, and we work with young men and women who are part of the Texas Juvenile Justice Department who are trying to rehabilitate their lives.
Okay. I heard some background noise. Whoever has has the noise in the background, would you please mute your phone, because this show is being recorded and we can hear everything that goes on in the background. So if you'd be so kind to mute your phone, we love you. Okay. All right, DeJuan, can you tell me what got you into this? What was your reason for doing this? We're joining DIROC. I'm sorry.
When I consider so many young men and so many young women who grow up without proper role models, and in some cases fathers and mothers in the household, I was drawn to this cause because I started as a mentor, the opportunity to be a positive example for someone who maybe didn't know what a positive example was in their life. As I continue to work with the organization, I've been with the Texas Juvenile Justice Department for about 12 years now. I started seeing a common pattern. Most of the patterns were boys who grew up without a father in the household, and even daughters who grew up without a father in the household. But beyond that, a lot of these young men and young women were just like me, coming from the same neighborhood I came up in, but they didn't have people to be able to reinforce positive behaviors in their life.
Okay. So how did you find out about it? How did you find out? What was the volunteering information that you got?
Well, before the Texas Juvenile Justice Department became that, it used to be called Texas Youth Commission, or TYC. And a young lady named Vicki White, who was the volunteer coordinator at that time, she was soliciting mentors and volunteers to help with the program. And she was going from church to church, business to business, and she happened to show up at a particular church I was visiting on a Sunday, and that's how I heard about the cause, and I was provoked to see what I could do to help in this great organization.
Wonderful. That is exactly the way I met Miss Vicki. Miss Vicki White is a very, very, very wonderful woman. She is so dedicated to this cause. She could not be with us tonight because of other obligations. I had asked her to be on the show. So she sent our faithful Vice Chairperson DeJuan, and Vicki, if you're listening or get a chance to listen, thank you so much for the cause that you've got us involved in. And we appreciate being able to work with the youth of the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. We've had many occasions to visit the Cottrell House. So tell us a little about the Cottrell House.
Yes, I must give a little bit more history first. For those who may not know, the Texas Juvenile Justice Department works with young men and women who have committed some crimes, and they are crimes. They are rehabilitating their life. It takes adults to help children to learn how to do better in life. So the Texas Juvenile Justice Department is an organization that helps to set these young men and women on the right track. If you can imagine the adult prison system, we just take that and make it for juveniles. They're still growing. They're making mistakes. They're learning from those mistakes. And we're there to help them learn how to go from juvenile delinquency to adult responsibility. So the Dallas Youth Resource and Advisory Council, or DIRAC, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that helps undergird many programs that the state does not pay for. We help take these young men and women on field trips, provide birth certificates and IDs, also help them with job training and job placement, and in some cases help with GED and high school diploma preparation. So DIRAC does a number of things to help the social, emotional, as well as physical well-being of these young men and women who are trying to rehabilitate their lives. You mentioned Cottrell House. Cottrell House is the boys' halfway home that I specifically work with. This home houses up to 24 young men at any given time. And this is a place where these young men can get rehabilitated with life after being released from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department detention facilities. Some of these young men have spent years and months in the lockup facility. The Cottrell House, located in the Pleasant Grove part of town, gives these young men an opportunity to learn how to be kids again, from taking them on outings to bringing in speakers who can teach them about etiquette and life skills, as well as how to interview for jobs. We also teach various classes such as arts and crafts, cooking, a number of things, because we want them to learn to embrace being children and also embrace adults trying to help them to better their lives. A lot of the young men who I work with, they've had to be the head of their household in many cases because there's no father and in some cases no mother. So we want them to at least have a season of where they can be a kid and learn.
Very good. Also, we do work with the young ladies that are on probation. We mentor them. We have the same things going on with them that we do at the Cottrell House for the ladies over at the Texas Juvenile Justice Department office over on off of Stemmons and Riverfront. So that is where Vicki White is located, and she does a lot of the recruiting for the volunteers and holds the various meetings there for us to help those young ladies also. We were trained in mentoring through DIROC. We're trained in volunteer services through DIROC. So it is very important that we cater to these young people and help them to develop themselves so that they can be productive citizens once they're released from the juvenile system. Now, tell me, how did you get into mentoring, DeJuan?
Mentoring is something that I've always enjoyed doing. Even in school, I think we learn how to mentor. If someone has a problem with their assignment or homework, as a good student, you want to help your classmate learn how to do it. If someone has a problem, you know, that they can't do a particular exercise in gym class, you want to show them how to do it better. So when I became an adult, I realized that there were a group of young men and young women who needed help in doing the simple things, from how to fill out an application to get their first job, to even how to go and properly interview, in some cases, how to tie a tie. You know, mentoring takes place in our everyday lives in so many ways. However, the youth that we work with are considered at-risk youth or youth who have committed felony crimes. So I just wanted to take something that's an innate part of all of us to a different level. Once you meet some of the young men and some of the young women who we work with, you can't help but to have a heart for them when you hear some of the stories of their background and their lives growing up.
Wonderful. Yes, that is what I found also with my first mentee. It was a young lady that I just felt very compassionate for because she was going through a lot of things in her life, and Vicki introduced her, and we've been friends ever since. As a matter of fact, today is her birthday, and she turns 28, and I've been mentoring her ever since she was about 17, so I thank God for that opportunity. We often try to show them the correct path to go down and the things that will lead them to production. With this young lady, I've had the opportunity to help her change her life because the situation that she was in once that she had become a part of the juvenile system, it was hard for her. She was a good kid, but she just had some issues going on, and it was very, very, very helpful to her to have a mentor. And I believe that is a very important thing for us to take a young person under our wing, so to say, and lead them and guide them and help them to go in the right direction and help them to learn the different things, the facets of life, such as life skills, like the ones that interviewing, carrying themselves in public, taking them out, doing things with them, showing them the better side of life, giving them enjoyment and peace, and let them know that there's other things in life besides criminal activities or things that you can risk your freedom for. And ever since then, she's been on the right path. She's been doing good, and you know, God has blessed her, and we thank God for the opportunity to be able to be in her life. I'm sure you feel the same way about your mentees also, right, Duane?
That is correct. The very first mentee that I had was a 14-year-old young man, and I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. We were strangers, but the first outing we had was taking him to get some tennis shoes. He had his own money. He needed some tennis shoes as he was getting ready to leave the halfway house, Cottrell, and go home. We went out, got the tennis shoes, went to get some wings at the local wing restaurant, and it was just a matter of him being himself and me being myself. And I realized then that mentoring was not as big of a task as I thought it was. It was just a matter of being yourself, because that's what young people need. They need you to be yourself, because trust me, they are themselves. And they just need you to come and be transparent, and then you in turn will see them being transparent. And that's how you get them to open up. One other young man who I mentored, we went out one day, and he said, "Sir, I've never gone to Sam's. What's in Sam's?" Of all places, Sam's. He didn't want to go to Six Flags, didn't want to go to any other major theme park. He just wanted to go inside Sam's Wholesale Club. And this young man at 17 years old got such a big kick going and tasting the free food samples and sitting on some of the sofas that they were selling. Sam's of all places. So mentoring does not take much. Just being your true self to these young people who need someone to look up to And as you mentioned, you started with a young lady when she was 17, and now she's 28. We believe in establishing lifelong relationships with these young men and women. I would love to be able to see them grow up, go to college, you know, have children and, you know, families of their own. And that's what mentoring is all about. It's you taking someone by the hand and seeing where you can lead them along the way in life.
Yes, that is so true. And you know what? It's, they get a joy out of you spending the time with them. And I think that makes a great big difference in the path that they walk, because they know that you're taking the time with them, something that they probably don't even have with their own parents, which this young lady didn't have a relationship with her mom. She knew of her mom. She had been around her. But the relationship wasn't a mother-daughter relationship. So when I came into her life, I gave her my time. I talked to her. At first, she was, you know, they're a little reluctant sometimes. You have to keep calling, maybe, or you have to keep making yourself available for them. And they eventually come around. But it meant so much to her that I was available, that I would take time with her and take her places and do things with her, that, you know, she say, wow, this is so wonderful, you know, and it just gave me great joy, too, to see that she was being helped and she was determined to change her life around. I was there for the birth of her first child. Actually, she has four now, but I was there for the birth of the first three. The fourth one, I didn't get to be there. No, the third one I didn't get to be there. It was one, two, and four. And it was just a joy because nobody else was there for her out of these whole 10, 11 years that I was there. And she just appreciates it so much. And she calls me. We still communicate. We still talk to each other. And I still go and see her and her and the kids now. And she just finds joy. And she tells a lot of people that she could consider me more of her mom than her mother was. And that was just a pleasure to me. That was just real heartwarming, because when she said it, I almost broke down and started to cry, because, you know, I cry about everything. But that was just wonderful to know that I had helped a life, you know, to continue to go in the direction that she's in. And she finished high school and got her diploma. I was there for that, and every little event, she would call me, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I would tell her my availability. She would understand if I wasn't available, but if I was, she was sure to know that I was going to be there. So that's the kind of thing that we would like to do and keep abreast upon doing the counselor direct, besides just raising the funds or doing the fundraisers for them to have the things that Dewan mentioned. Now, Dewan, we have some upcoming events, or is there anything else you want to share with us about DIROC?
Yeah, I'd like to just go over a few points that I find important, okay, so people will kind of know where we're coming from. Again, the okay. Dallas Youth Resource and Advisory Council, DIROC, Dallas Youth Resource and Advisory Council, our mission is to provide resources that promote and sustain a rehabilitated lifestyle for adjudicated youth, as well as needed support for their families. In addition to that, we have a vision. Our vision is to empower and equip adjudicated youth with the necessary influences, education, employment training, social skills, community experiences, religious exploration, and personal development needed to become productive members in society. So I think it's important for listeners to understand that we're not just trying to help these young people right now, but we want to empower them to be productive members of society. We also want them to be better parents than some of them have witnessed in their own lives. Parents do the best they can, I really believe, with the resources that they do have. However, we find that many of our young people are affected for life because of some of the irresponsible or just lack of knowledge things that parents implemented in their households. So we have to sometimes work through those issues so these young people won't repeat those same patterns. So as I mentioned before, we're not just here to help these young people right now, but we want to build a lifetime of relationships with them so that we can be mentors, even when they're up in age, as you mentioned. You've been with this young lady for a long time, and that's what we want. We also need people who want to be part of our organization. The Dallas Youth Resource and Advisory Council, DIRAC, is always looking for people to be part of our council. It doesn't take much. We ask that you meet with us once a month, every fourth Tuesday of the month from 6:30 to 7:30, and help us to create ideas and different things that we can do to raise funds for these young men and these young women. I tell you, the needs often outweigh the resources, but I do believe there's power in numbers, and I'm hopeful that some of your listeners and people abroad will be willing to say, hey, I can commit an hour or so to create funds and to create ideas to help better these young people. Not all people are into working hands-on with the young people, and that's fine. However, we are looking for people who can not just work with the children hands-on, but also behind the scenes. And that's what being a council member with DIRAC allows people to do, to maybe sit back, take more of a subliminal view, but at the same time, a very, very important role as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Right here, I'm going to stop and pause for a minute and ask our listening audiences to call us at 310-982-4126 and join in on our conversation tonight. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you're more than welcome to call us. And the ladies, whoever is on the line tonight, I see I have 1, 2, 3, 4 callers holding on. Would you like to have a comment or ask DeJuan a question or give us a concern of yours about this information we're providing for you tonight? Okay, callers, if you would like.
I would like to, how are everyone doing on this lovely Monday evening?
We are great.
Praise the Lord. I was just interested in listening to the things that you guys are doing, because where I am is actually making a career change, wanting to work with the youth and the in the juvenile department, you know, to be able to offer, you know, some of my skills that I've, you know, been through in school and organization that I have, trying to get in the door. So what would you suggest that I do? Because it's a need for the spirituality as well as the natural things that we have to offer to our youth and giving them an opportunity to get back into the world in spite of their mistakes that they made. They just need some good people that will listen and not, you know, criticize them for what they did or look at them as being criminals, but look at them to be restored, you know, as God has forgiven, you know, us. You know, we have to learn to work with the youth, get them back out there so they can function and not make the same mistakes that they made. You know, do you see where I'm going with it?
I do. If I may chime in now, Ms. LaShondra. Let me, again, give you Vicki White. She is the Community and Family Relations Coordinator. She is the one who we all have to go through when we want to volunteer. She's the lady I met 12 years ago, also the lady who Ms. LaShondra met, Ms. Vicki White. She is the Community and Family Relations Coordinator. I'll give you her phone number. The phone number is 214-678-3622. Again, that number is 214-678-3622. That is her office number. Please reach out to her. She can talk to you about steps that you may take in order to be a part of this great organization. in addition to that, she can also let you know maybe of some opportunities that are available right now that you can start doing in your own community, in your own neighborhood, to help with these young people. We're not a selfish organization. We know that not everybody can necessarily take part up in Direct, but we do believe that you can take a part in mentoring and helping some young person out there. Truth be told, even some of us adults need a little mentoring. So
Amen.
She will be the person who can talk with you and help you. Ms. Vicki White is also a social worker, so she's great at helping with all social causes out here, especially those that relate to our young people. Again, that's Vicki White, 214-678-3622.
Thank
okay,
you, Dewan.
All right. Thank you, Dewan.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, wonderful. Thank you for asking your question. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to have a comment, question, or concern about DIROC or anything? Go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Okay. We are taking questions and concerns tonight at 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126 is from anyone who has any questions, concerns, or comments tonight. Please feel free to go ahead and ask your question if you're already on the line.
Hi there.
Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
I can.
My name is Mark. And I don't have any questions, concerns. I think that it's a great job that you guys are doing for the community as well as for the kids. I was very excited to hear about you guys promoting education because that's a big concern of mine, is that are they getting educated? And you guys are doing that, so I want to commend you guys for doing that, reaching out to the kids on the educator level, you know, getting them jobs and things like that. And not GED, but also helping them get diplomas. So I want to commend you guys on doing that, promoting education. So thank you, thank you. And I send a shout-out to Dewan. Thank you, man, for inviting me on the radio, to listen to you guys on the radio. I appreciate that. You guys keep up the wonderful work. Thank you, thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your comment. Thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate you listening in with us. That is such a joy for us to have our callers listen in and give us their concerns, comments, and well wishes. So thank you so much. Dewan, is there anything else you would like to discuss with us or tell us?
Yes. I would definitely like to bring up. Oh, I think we have another listener.
Yes. Hello, listener.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was on. Hi, my name is Audrey. I'm sorry about that. I just
no
have
problem.
A question. I'm really enjoying your program tonight, and it's very
well,
informative. I just had a question regarding transition homes. Do you also provide transition home for the children?
What we do when the young men, and I'm going to be a little biased tonight because, again, I specifically work with Cottrell House, which houses our boys. When many of the young men get released from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department detention facilities, they come into our halfway house, Cottrell House, and we try to prepare them to go back into society. For some of these young men, they go to live with their parents. For some of the young men, they go to live with a grandparent. For some of the young men, they go live in a foster care system.
Right.
And then for some of them, when they are 18 years of age or older, we're able to put them on independent living, meaning that we help them get an apartment. We also help them pay their rent for the first few months, but we're also preparing them that this will not always be the case. So we try to teach them budgeting and how to take their paycheck and stretch it out, also how to be resourceful in their spending habits. So that hopefully answers your question as to the transitional housing that we put them into. Many of the young men have cases that range from, you know, assault to sexual abuse. So the cases are pretty large, and every case merits a different type of housing situation, and we approach them on a case-by-case basis. But oftentimes, many of the young men who I work with, they're able to go live in a home with a parent if the home is approved. We also want to make sure that our children are going to households that are safe. And believe it or not, not every parent has a safe household for their child. So many times we have to put them in a facility or in a housing institution with responsible adults.
Okay, great. Yes, that definitely answered my question, because a lot of the kids that are turned loose, they turn loose back on the street, and unfortunately, they get back into the same habits that put them there in the first place. So I'm really happy to know that you do provide homes for them if they don't have a home.
No, I can assure you that when the young men and women are part of the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, we really want to make sure that we better their lives. And if we would release them back into a world with no housing, no job, and just no stability, that would be such a disservice.
Right.
And I must tell you that in all my years working with the organization, I have seen the superintendent and the assistant superintendent and social workers like Ms. Vicki White, even parole officers, do their best to try to help these young men and women have a roof over their head, as well as food to eat.
Okay,
thank
great.
You for your question.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your services.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Well, let me share something with you. The sponsor of our program is grannysplace.org, and our mission when we first developed it was to provide transitional housing for children coming out of foster home, going into society, or going into foster home going through the system. So that is still our goal, and we hope in the coming year or so that we will be able to go ahead and start providing some transitional housing for them. We applied for we are a 501(c), and we are looking for a home at the present to begin this transitional home for them, and I'm sure that we'll be able to accommodate the boys or the girls in our home. We've been thinking and talking and planning on that. So look out for Granny's Place and see in the future we will be able to provide a transitional facility for the kids that are coming out of TJJD or whatever institute that they've been in. So if God's willing, that is our plans, and hopefully we will be able to accomplish that within the next couple of years. And keep praying for us, because we want to be able to provide for the at-risk kids. So thanks for that.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Is there any more questions? Anybody have any more concerns or comments? Okay. Well, Duan, can you go ahead and update us on our upcoming events and let us know again how we can get in contact with Ms. Vicki White?
Sure. As far as upcoming events are concerned, on September 6th of this year, next month, we're going to be having a garage sale at Cottrell House, the house I've referenced in this conversation with your listeners. The garage sale is specifically being presented to raise funds for our boys and girls who are part of the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. Again, the money being raised is specifically for them. I must mention that Direct does not have any overhead costs. No one gets paid on our council. All of us volunteer our services free of charge. We don't get gas money. We don't get food allowances. Everything that we generate is specifically 100% used for our children. Even when you give donations, you get a tax-deductible receipt from us. So we will be hosting a garage sale on Saturday, September 6th at the Cottrell House, in order to raise funds for these great causes that we're supporting. Cottrell House is located at 7929 Military Parkway, Dallas, Texas, 75227. That's 7929 Military Parkway, Dallas, Texas, 75227. We're accepting donations. If you have some things that you think may benefit someone in our garage sale, we will happily accept them. And if you want to come by on Saturday, September the 6th in the morning, and buy some things from us, we'll happily accept your money as well. So, again, let me give out Ms. Vicki White's phone number for those who may have donations they want to give us, or if any other questions arise. Vicki White, 214-678-3622. She is the Family Relations Coordinator for us. So please feel free to give her a call at any time, and I promise you she does return all phone calls. In addition to that, DIRAC is also hosting a duffel bag drive. When a lot of our young men and women are released from the halfway institution, they don't have legitimate luggage bags to carry their belongings in. So oftentimes they have to leave with store bags and plastic bags with their belongings in it. And that's no way to leave Cottrell House or any institution with your precious belongings and bags. So we want to provide good duffel bags and luggage gear for these young men and our young women as well, so that they'll be able to leave with some dignity, and this is something that maybe they can keep for a lifetime or for many years to come. So we're asking for your listeners, if they want to donate some duffel bags, again, Vicki White will happily meet you even to pick up your donation. 214-678-3622.
Wonderful. Okay, and we are also planning we're planning on a job fair. We will be giving you that information if you know any youth or even adults that need a job. We will provide that information for you on our next show, but that is in the planning. And also, I would like to admonish those that are listening, if they want to become a council member of DIROC, please join us on August the 19th from 6:30 to 7:30. Our meetings are never over an hour long. We get in there, we do our business, do our reports, and get out. And we would like for you to join us if you have the time, and if you want to come and just sit in on a meeting and see what we're all about. We are having a meeting at the Cottrell House, isn't it, DeJuan, on August the 19th from 6:30 to 7:30. So come on by and join us and see what we're about.
That is correct. Again, if I may mention, our organization works very hard to support these young men and young women who are released from the Texas Juvenile Justice Department. DIRAC takes no profits from any money that comes in. We even have a treasurer, and we have people that review us and monitor us. We have a great checks and balances system within the council. So I just want everyone to be assured that everything that we do is legitimately for these young people. We are having open council meetings. You are more than welcome to come and see how we operate. Again, the next opportunity will be August 19th. We're changing it. Normally the meetings are every fourth Tuesday of the month. We have this one change in our schedule, so the meeting will be next Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30, at the Cottrell House, 7929 Military Parkway, Dallas, Texas, 75227, in the Pleasant Grove part of Dallas.
Amen. And to be real specific, that is going to be right off of Buckner and Military Parkway. There you go up under the bridge and make a left if you're coming Buckner from, if you're coming Buckner from 30, you can come up all the way to Military Parkway and make a right. If you're coming from the other direction, you make a left, and it's right behind a tire shop. It's going to be to your right. It's the only way that you can turn. So if you're free, come and join us on August the 19th from 6:30 to 7:30 just to see what we're all about. We will welcome you. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we will welcome you with open arms, and we would love to see your face in the place, okay, and learn a little bit more about what we do. And I wanted to let you know that we are governed by TJJD. We cannot do anything without the knowing what their statutes are and what we have to do as a council. So like DeJuan was saying, we're volunteers, we don't get paid, we're governed by their rules and regulations, and we are just very legitimate, and we try to help the Cottrell House and the children coming out off of probation. So please join us, and if you have the free time, we would love to see you. But we want to help these young people get a good start again in life. And I'm sure that if you contact Vicki White, she will give you information on mentoring. She generally holds the mentoring classes, and she can also get you a mentee, I believe. So that's how I got started with her. She held a mentoring session, and we got certified, and what we did was she gave us mentees to interview and to talk to, so she can, if you're interested in being a mentor, you can talk to her about that also. She's a very pleasant person to work with. She's approachable. She's wonderful. She's witty. We just love her. So contact her. Get with her. She'll talk to anybody and give you all the information that you need. DeJuan, is there anything else we need to cover tonight?
Well, I just want to give a thank you to your listeners who have probably been mentors or who are mentors in their own circles, you know, regardless of if you're with the Texas Juvenile Justice Department or working with DIRAC. I just want to commend everybody who decides to help somebody else in this journey that we call life. I also love to just give a shout-out to everybody who has supported the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, formerly TYC, in the past and in the present, because you have made a difference in the lives of so many young men and women. Many times we are the surrogate parents that these young people wish they could have had. Oftentimes you are that big brother or that big sister figure that they always wanted. And just to let you know, the stories that we hear, they are sometimes overwhelming. I recall once taking a group of young men on a field trip. We went to one of the local malls, and the young men were just impressed with all the beautiful cars and the way the people were dressed and looking. And so when we got ready to leave, one of the young men said in the back seat in my little car, "Man, I wish I knew what it was like to be rich." And all of a sudden, he paused. He says, "I wish I knew what it was like just to have a normal life." And that got to me, and I asked him, "Well, at your house, where your parents are, before you got locked up, didn't you have food, running water, and electricity?" He said, "Sir, sometimes we did and sometimes we didn't." I just want your listeners to know those are the type of cases that we get on a very regular basis. These are the young men and the young women who are forced to sometimes commit crimes, not because they want to, but sometimes out of need. This young man was trying to steal food for he and his four siblings and his mother, who was deathly ill. So we don't just get with young men and young women who are just trying to be rebellious and do crimes. Sometimes it's a matter of survival. So as a mentor, you have a way of teaching these young people coping skills and a better route of handling issues as they arise.
That is so true. That is it, some of the stories that we've heard or been told by these young people are just horrific, you know, and it's kind of sad. It makes you want to have much compassion for them because they don't live the life or have a chance to live the life that we've lived if we don't expose them to it. I think it is very important that we share at least one somebody in life, even if you don't do it through DIROC or if you don't do it through any organization. Take a hold of a young person, lead them, guide them, show them what life is all about. Because many of them don't know. Many of them just are in the blind. And if we can help save one or keep one from going into the system, that would also be a good thing. That's a challenge. We are at our church this month, which is our Outreach Ministry Month. We're doing random acts of kindness for the whole month of August. And we admonish everybody that we talk to just do something nice for somebody. Just let them know that there is someone out here that cares about them. Even if you just open the door for the person that you don't like, or if you just do something beautiful and to make a smile at somebody, if you just give them a smile. A lot of these children don't have people that really talk to them, really give them encouragement, lift them up. If we can do that for them, if we can just say a kind word, oh, you look nice today, oh, how was your day, open up a dialogue to talk to somebody or one of the children that we deal with every day, that would be much, much help to them. If we stand out, if we give them the encouragement, if we lift them up to help them, we don't never know how that's going to happen. We hope that it's going to take them far, but if you just do it, reach out, touch someone, some kid, some youth, some adult, please do that this month and every month.
And if I may also encourage your listeners, you know, when you mentioned the church, I can only imagine in our church how many young people are in need of so many things that could definitely be provided by fellow church members. I think about churches where there are loads of barbers and hairstylists and nail technicians and various other professions represented. Help a single parent out by donating haircuts to her young boy. Help a single father out by maybe offering to do his daughter's hair if you're a cosmetologist. You know, we don't always have to get money in return. Sometimes you need to get appreciation and gratitude from people just by being happy that you took time out of your schedule to minister to them. Also, when I think about some of us who have a little bit more than others, share what you have. The thing that I know about God is that the more you give, I promise you, you get so much more in return. I promise you. Every amount of gas that I've spent, every amount of money I've spent on taking a young man to a restaurant to order his first meal, would you believe that we have some young men in our boys' home who've never been to a restaurant? I took a group of young men on a field trip to the Dallas Aquarium with some other mentors. We took them to TGI Friday. For the very first time, six of the eight boys went to their very first restaurant, and we had to teach them how to order as teenagers from a menu. So do something simple. Offer to take someone out to dinner. Offer to take someone on a field trip in your circle. Some of us have nieces and nephews. Why don't you do something with them? Mentor those in your family. You see, again, we're not a selfish organization. We want to bring awareness that mentoring is necessary in all of our circles. For those of you who work, you can mentor an adult, that new person that comes onto your job, that person who may not be so used to how the ropes are at your job. Take them under your wing. Show them how to do things. Prepare them for the unexpected and things that they could be so oblivious to at the job. Learn how to give what you sometimes did not receive from other people.
That is so true. That is so true. And if you don't give anything else, give a smile. Give a smile to someone. That might make their day. If you just smile at them, to that person who has a frown on their face, smile at them. It might turn them around for that day. It might make their day better. That's what we try to do for our sisters. We try to encourage them. We try to lift them up. We give them resources. We help them. We tell them that God loves them and God loves you. And that's what we're all about. We are our brother's keepers, even from the children up to the adults, even the older, senior people. We try to be a comfort to them. Make somebody's day. You never know. You never know what kind of impact just by helping someone, just by smiling, just by taking, like DeJuan said, the person that comes into your facility or your job that's new. If you take them under your wing and show them the way to go, you don't ever know what that impact will be until you see them flourish. So we wish and admonish that you give somebody some love today. Just do something just simple, randomly, and God will bless you. Just the one I said, and you will get it back. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. You don't know.
And mentoring not only allows you to show love, but I promise you, you get so much love from the people who are in your circle who you are mentoring. I have received thank you cards. I have received plaques. I have received phone calls from the young men I've mentored over the past 12 years. I've also received messages given to parole officers. Tell Mr. McDuffie I said thank you. So the gift of love continues to grow and expand, but somebody has to start with the seed planting. And that person is oftentimes us. We're supposed to be the adults. When it comes to DIRAC and the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, we all work for the same goal, and that's to bring about a better group of young people so we can have a better society around us. You see, if we can rehabilitate these young men and these young women, then that means that's a grandmother whose home is not broken into again by one young person. That's someone's car who is not being stolen because we've taught these young people how to go and work hard for what they want instead of stealing what they want. And let me tell all of you who may have some apprehensions about coming to the halfway house or working with our organization, we have a very safe environment for you. I have never seen any act of violence or aware of any act of violence within our halfway house. You will be very safe. We have trained correctional officers and law enforcement who are at the facility who work very diligently to protect guests. And not only that, the young men who are at the Cottrell House, they love guests. Imagine seeing 24 boys all day long. I promise you they love to see somebody new and fresh come into the facility. They love guests, so you will be welcomed and you will be saved.
Amen. And just to add to that, they love company. They really do. We were pleased to have gone out and served meals. We did Thanksgiving dinners. We've done Christmas dinners. We passed out hygiene kits. We've just provided a lot of things to the boys at the Cottrell House, and they were so appreciative. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing this for me. Thank you. And when we fed them, they said, oh, this is so wonderful. Oh, this is so good. We didn't know what this was. DeJuan has done a number of meals teaching them how to eat properly and how to take care of themselves, and they're just so grateful, so thankful for the things that they've been taught through DIRAC and through mentoring at the Cottrell House. So it makes your heart glad. It makes you feel wonderful when you can help somebody, when you can show them something different that they've never been exposed to. And And DeJuan is very gifted and talented at a lot of things. He knows how to cook very well. he's a chef, my chef. So he knows decorating. He's taught different hygiene classes. He's taught them how to make different soaps and different things for their personal bodies, and just taught them how to take care of themselves. And he's very inspiration to the boys. So we need more men, and we need more people and women like DeJuan and myself and Vicky White and our panel. Kudos goes out to our panel, who helps us much at doing the things that they do to make sure that the boys are taken care of and they have what they need. So I thank everyone that is listening. I thank our panel, our council. I thank God for Vicky White also, because she is such an inspiration to this organization. You'll find out once that you meet her, you can't help but love her also, because she's just very inspirational to it. She has a passion to help these young people, and that's what we need, people with passion, people who just genuinely care about what we do. So those that are listening, if there are no more questions or comments, we would like to thank you again for listening to us tonight and for joining us in, and the listening audience that is listening by computer or on the phone. We thank you so much for also joining us, and we're about to wrap this up. So I'm going to ask Juan to go ahead and if he has nothing else to tell us tonight about DIROC or any other comment, we're going to ask him to pray us out.
Okay, and let me just mention one final thing. We're always in need of mentors and tutors. Again, we've mentioned mentors, but we do need tutors as well. We have young men and young women who are trying to get their high school diploma and or GED, and we need people that can help them bridging that gap so that they can advance in the world of education. Again, Vicky White, she is our community and family relations coordinator. She is the person who helps go through background checks and make sure that our volunteers and mentors are safe and able to work with our young people. Again, it's all for the protection of the young people. Thank you so much for your time. Now let us pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, how I thank you for the opportunity to expose the listening audience to the great reward of mentoring and volunteering. I pray for the people who are listening, who themselves have been part of the system, may be cast away and thrown out by society. The Bible says when mother and father forsake us, you will take us into your very arms. So I thank you for the love, the compassion, and the acceptance that you offer unto your children. I also pray that you will convict the hearts of those who could be doing something in their community, who could be doing more in their churches, who could be doing more in their culture to impact the lives of young people, young adults, even older people. God, we're not a selfish organization. We need to be effective from the babies all the way up to the senior citizens. I pray that you will provoke us all to step out and do something to help others. How I pray for everybody in the listening audience, that you will meet their needs. God, you know how to supply every need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So I pray for the emotional, the physical, the spiritual, the financial well-being of your people. Even those people who have been part of the foster care system as well as the juvenile detention system, I pray that you will bring about peace when they have been broken down. I pray that you will lift up the self-esteem when others have tried to lower it in our lives. We thank you, God, for redemption. We thank you for restoration. And we thank you for peace for all of your listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And also, God, we just ask that you be with our grieving panel member and bless them and take them on a safe journey. Give them traveling grace, dear God, to help them to get through their grieving period. Please strengthen them and go with them. Give them what they need to get through this period of their life, dear God. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. So we thank you, listeners. We love you. We appreciate you. We hope that you join us again next Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. We're here most Monday nights from 8 to 9, same time, same station. We have great topics. We have great guests as DeJuan, and we're looking forward to getting him back, and we're looking forward to hearing from Miss Vicki White when she's free so that everybody will get to hear her precious voice and get to know more about what we do at Dire Rock. If you have any questions, as DeJuan has said, call her at that number that he has provided for us. And God bless you all. We love you. Have a good evening. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much. To get the information.